Weiter in Shas. We are Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Hey. Picking up at the very top of the page, top line, top word, first word, top line, top of the page. Now, a little bit of a background alert to understand what we're about to do. And that is the following. Let's say you have Yayin Nesach mixed in with other Yayin Nesach. So then what happens? The Gemara says, where we're going to see is the Mishnah in Ayin Gimel, that if you have it mixed with its own min b'mino, then what happens? It's going to aser it. Even with a little bit. If it's min be'en omino, then if it's another type, then it has to be giving tam. And if it doesn't have tam, then it's going to be batel. Now, says Gemara, what's considered min be'mino, not min be'mino? Chamra atika be'inve. Let's say you have aged wine. You have Yayin Nesach, aged wine, that mixes with grapes. Rashi says, Taimu Nikar Ba'anovim. It's something which is recognizable. Devriya Kol, no sing Tam. Evan agrees that the Yayin Nesach is going to ask them only if it's giving it taste, right? It's not, it has to give taste. If it doesn't have taste, it's going to be Batal. Chamra Chalita Be'invei, if you have new Yayin Nesach, they get mixed up with grapes. Abaye Amar B'mash, Abaye says, then it's going to answer it even a tiny amount. Apparently, you're not going to recognize its tam there, right? The first one, you have aged wine. Cardier Vangeois of the grapes from Seville, which I don't know any names. I can't even think of them. Like Margenor is all I can think of. But if you have, you get mixed in. So, of course, you're going to taste it. It's a nice, delicious, you know, fancy wine with something which is grapes. But when you have new wine, so it's brand new, it's going to taste the same. So, by it says it's going to be Aser B'mashu, Rav Ramos Saint Tam. Rav still argues, he says, no Saint Tam, and then it can be Batal. Abaye Amar B'mashu, but the time is linear. He says, you know why? Because we go according to the taste. They have similar tastes, and therefore they're considered similar types, and therefore it's going to be Aser B'mashu. Edi V'edi, wow, that's a bird. Edi V'edi, well, what else would it be? Just get back to me with your best answers. Edi chad taimu. He says that, yeah, therefore they have the same time. Tavali ben bimino, therefore bimino b'mashu. Rav Amar b'no sing tam, because Basar Shmaz Leon. Any chinami might have the same taste, but we go by the name. We're going to go, and this is a called the Avanchois from the vineyards of Africa. So Basar Shmaz Leon, the high Shmalachud, high Shmalachud. One's called wine, one's called grape. So therefore, they're not considered the same. Bahavali, min b'shein amino, min b'shein amino, but no same time. It goes according to no same time, and therefore it can be batal. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, this is going to be kasha on Abaye. Remember, Abaye was the one who says b'mashu, because we go according to the time. Back to the Gemara. Yayin nesach shenafal gavei enavim. If you have, we saw in our Mishnah. Yayin nesach, that falls into grapes. Then if they're cracked, they're usav. If they're not cracked, what do you do? Wash it off, and then move on with life. The Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is talking about new wine that got mixed with grapes. My lab and Osing Tam. Now, is the Mishnah not saying that the Nesach wine is only going to answer it only when it gives flavor? And therefore, the Mishnah is going against Abaye. The new wine and grapes are considered one type, and the new Nesach wine, therefore, would answer it, even with a tiny amount. So the Gemara, lo. B'mashu. The Mishnah meant that the Nesach wine is going to ask them B'mashu. In fact, what do you mean? Had Mikitani Seifa. With the fact that it says in the Seifa, at the end of the Mishnah, it says there, Klal, Kol Shebaha Nasa B'nosin Tam Aser. Whenever the flavor is going to be a good time, it's going to ask her. Kol Shebaha Nasa B'nosin Tam Mutter. If it's not going to give it, then it's going to be Mutter. Mechlal, then B'nosin Tam is getting. Unless we're talking about a case where it is giving Tam over. Yeah, it's giving Tam. The Gemara says, okay, the Mishnah must mean that the Yayin Nesach is going to ask the grapes only when it's going to give flavor on them, and therefore considers the wine and grapes to be two separate things. Wow, Abaye. How's he going to deal with this? Abaye says, Masnisen Bechamer Atika Be'inve. He says, he's talking about old wine, aged wine that got mixed up with grapes. Therefore, you ain't got no problem with me now. They have totally different tastes, and therefore, they're going to be considered two different taminim. Chalo de chamer v'chalo de shichra. What about wine vinegar and beer vinegar? They get mixed up. And let's say one of them is Yayin Nesach, and the other one is mutter. That's what Rashi points out. Chal de esher v'chal de heter. V'chamira de chite, v'chamir de sari. Or wheat leaven and barley leaven. They got mixed up together. Rather, she says, chad de chulin v'chad de truma. And get mixed up into one another. Abaye Amar B'nosin Tam. Abaye says that It's going to ask as long as it's no same time. Basar tam is in it because we go according to taste. High time of the chud, high time of the chud. And wine vinegar has a separate taste than the other, than beer vinegar and wheat leaven, than barley leaven. It's considered min b'shein amino, but no same time. It's going to be bottled if it, you know, if it overpowers the taste. For Avah Amar Mashu, it says no, the aser thing is going to answer it, even a mashu, because Basar Shmuel is going to go according to the name, beer. And vinegar. Vinegar. It's called leaven. The havelay min b'minis min b'mino. The kol min b'mino. The mashu is going to be also mashu. Amar Abai. Abai wants to support himself now. Back up his shtickle toit over here. We go basar tam. We know min Allah and the basar tam is in. How do I know? The tanan switches here. The tanan. I'm going to the mishnah. Tavlin shnayim u'shlosha shemos v'hein min echad. When it comes to tavlin, spices of two or three different names, and they're all of one different species, like black pepper, white pepper, long pepper, three different names, but they're all considered pepper. O min shlosha, or we're talking about a case. Rashi points out that if it's tavlin shnayim u'shlosha shemos v'hein min echad, let's say they have, you know, like we said, black, white, or long peppers, and they have three different names, but they're the same things are called pepper. And let's say we're talking about they're usser. They were, let's say, orla. O min shlosha, or let's say three different species, right? Even if it's three different, differently named things were of three different species. Asurin umitstarfin. If they fell into a pot and they gave seasoning to the pot, even though it's they needed three of them together to reach a certain level of it, none of the individual ones had enough to give the seasoning of the pot its own, then it's going to aser, and they're going to combine with one another to make it aser. Bar Chizkiah said, "Hacha b'mine mesika askinon." He said the reason these three ones combined with one another to aser is because we're dealing with different types of sweeteners. With one type, pol ruyin lematik men esagder, since they're fit to sweeten the pot with them. Therefore, they come together. Now, Iyamar Bishlam Mavasa Taima, then we go according to taste, Kulaka Taima, right? They're all considered sweeteners. Ella, Iyamar Basar Shmaz Linan, Hai Shmaluchud, each one has different names. So, therefore, must be Basar Taima. For Avam Malachal, say back, Hamani, who's that going like Rabbi Meir? That Mishnah you're quoting comes like Rabbi Meir. Tanya, Rehuda Amar Mishem Rabbi Meir, Minayin Lekol Yisurin Shabbatorah Shemitzarfim Zem Zeh. How do you know all the Yisurim are Mitzarfim with an action? Amar Lo Sochel Kol Toeva. Do not eat any Toeva, any abomination. Now, explains the Gemara, this is the Gemara Chulin, that Kol Shetiyafti Lecha Harehu Bebal Tochel. Anything that I've made abdominal for you is subject to this iser of not to eat. So we see there, it's not based off tam or shma, it's just something which is going to be aser. Okay, now, chala lego chamra, if, let's see, a vinegar that's aser falls into wine that's mutter, then divya kol benosin tam, everyone's going to agree that the vinegar is going to aser the wine only benosin tam. Chama lego chala, but let's say it's the flip. Wine falls into vinegar, and Abayam Ramashu, Abay says, you know, even a little bit's going to answer, but Ramam no same time, it depends on no same time. Abayam Ramashu, I'd say Ramashu, peep, turn the page, Samech Bavim Beis. Rechi Chala V'tayim Mechamer Chala, because he says that wine whose smell is vinegar and taste is wine is considered like it's vinegar. It holds on the status of vinegar. We saw this Gemara above Basra. Smell is a very chosh of a thing. And the wine, which takes a smell of vinegar just before mixing with the vinegar, is considered usher vinegar that's falling into permitted vinegar. So v'havali bin b'mina is considered b'mina v'chol min b'mina v'mashu. Rav Amar Mo Sintam because there's Sintam. Reichi chala v'tayim mecham mechamra. Because he holds that the wine whose smell is of vinegar and taste is of wine is considered wine. V'havali min b'mina b'mina v'chol min sh'enu b'mina b'no Sintam. Goes according to no Sintam. There's a lot of halachas of kashas. I learned that from all these gemaras. These are pretty hefty gemaras to know. Let's talk about more smells in machlokesim about that. Hai bas tiha, in reference to smelling wine through this bas tiha. That's a hole that's made in the wine stopper of a barrel. You can smell the wine to check the quality, to see what's up with it.
Ovid Kochavim Bidi Yisrael Shaper Dami, a guided smell for the year. The Fire Rashi says, Ovid Kochavim Bidi Yisrael Shaper Dami, ain't no problems. We all good with that. He could smell it. He saw but over the chavim, but he yet goes smell over the chavim ones. Oh, no, we have a self machlokas. Bayom Raser says you can't. Rav Amar Mutter. Bayom Raser says you know you're allowed to because Recha Milsa. He holds Recha is Milsa. And just the smell itself, it's considered something which is already of substance. Rav Amar Mutter, he says Mutter Recha La Milsa. He says, nah, we don't hold that that's anything. It's not considered something. Amar Rav Amar Namina de la Recha La, the Recha La Velokal. How do I know that smells nothing to Tom? We learned in a Mishnah and Trumos. Tanor she sigal with kamun shell truma. I believe we paskin that recha lav milsi, which helps for walking by good smelling bakeries. They're not kosher. Sometimes a tanor she sigal with kamun shell truma, an oven that's fired up with cumin of teruma. Va'afavos habaskin, you bake bread with it. Habas mutter, habas is going to be mutter, right, for a non kohen to go into eat, even though it's truma. The fish ain't tam, kamun, ela recha kamun. It's not tam, it's just recha. So it says, Rabbi, you see, it's clearly not an issue. Everything's good. Yeah, so we see there's no problem to go and to eat it. Over there, it's different. For the Usir stuff was burnt and therefore no longer exists. And once it's gone, it's gone. Amar of Mari. Ketanoi, this idea is actually Machlokas Tanoyim. Aroda is Roda Paschama. Someone removes hot bread from an oven. And he puts it on top of the chavis of a wine barrel, the mouth of the wine barrel. Mir oser means it's going to be oser, because the bread is for some is not going to have it. It's taking the aroma of the truma, of the wine of the truma. It's getting clearly it's saying that recha is milsa. Rabbi Yehuda matir matirs it. He says no problem. Rabbi oser matir v'shel chitin. So Mir osers it. Rabbi Yehuda matirs it. Let's see, it's lav milsa. And Rabbi Yossi matir b'shal chitin v'osir b'shal sa'or. And he says it depends. If it's Yehuda, Yossi's going to, if it's chitin, if it's wheat, then it's fine, but sa'orim is a problem. V'nesha sa'orim sholas, because the barley will suck it up. He draws the aroma of the wine inside of it. My lab, I'll come if he says, machlokas, my sava recha milsi, yamar sava recha velo klumu. It's recha milsi, and it says recha velo klumu. It's nothing. It says gemara, l'rava vaditanayi. Point to Rava, it's definitely a machlokas tanoim. Abaye, who is of the opinion who says that Recha is Milsa, Amlecha Abaye, Labaye mi lema tanoi. Do we say that he would say? Do we have to say it's machlokas tanoim? Amlecha Abaye, but he could say, Lav mi yitamar Allah. Didn't we learn about that? Mishnah, Amar Rebbe Rechana, Amar Ish Lakish, Bipas Chama, Bechavis Psucha, in reference to hot bread. And the opened cask of wine, beep, turn the page. Some is in my mouth, divert closer. Everyone's going to say it's going to be us, sir. I says, the vade oil by recha. For sure, the recha went in. It passed so nenes chavasim gufa. And with cold bread and a corked cask of wine, right, then divert kol mutter. Someone's going to say that's going to be mutter. Lo nech ve'el v'pas cham v'chavasim gufa. We're talking about where the hot bread and a corked cask of wine. Repas sonenes or cold bread v'chavas 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 and it's open. The ha didi nami, and Abaye says that this case of mine about the bastia also is, why do I aser a Jew from smelling nesach yayin through this? And nesach kipas cham v'chavas v'chavas dami. It's like the hot bread and the open cask of wine where everyone's going to agree that it's going to be aser. The smell is going to be something. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.